You have planned to take my life and ruin my kingdom by the shedding of blood. I never proceeded so hastily against you. On the contrary, I have maintained you and preserved your life with the same care which I use for myself.
On the 15th of October, 1586, the formal trial began. In a typical gesture, half plea, half threat, Mary warned her prosecutors to look to their consciences. Remember, she said, the theatre of the world is wider than the realm of England. And it was to that audience, worldwide and across the ages, that she now took centre stage. Mary hobbled into the room, by now painfully infirm, dressed head to foot like a glamorous Mother Superior, in swathes of black velvet and a white headdress. Deprived of any lawyer, she turned to the big guns of the Privy Council facing her.
There is not one, I think, among you. Let him be the cleverest man in the world who would be capable of resisting or defending himself if he were in my place.
Of course, it wouldn't have mattered what she said. The trial resumed in London without her and passed swiftly to her conviction.